I hope you find the message today to be spiritually uplifting and to fill you throughout the week. May God bless you as you listen to His Word.
Scripture reading today is from 4th chapter Mark, verses 26 through 34. He also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day. And the seed will sprout and grow, he does not know how. The earth produces of itself first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." He also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It's like a mustard seed, which sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up, becomes the greatest of all shrubs, puts forth large branches, so the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. May God add his blessing on the reading of his word.
Thank you, Lee. How many of you out there have children? Grandchildren? Great-grandchildren? Nieces and nephews? Anybody? Quite a few. So, here's the thing. For those of you who have older children, how did you get them to grow? What did you do? Did you, when they were born, put their feet in the soil and water them? And no, that probably isn't what you did. But, you know, how do you get kids to grow? They just do. It's amazing. My oldest is 6'4 and a half. I don't know what I did, but I must have done it well, because he grew like a weed. By the time he was 16, he was taller than me. And at least then I was just a tad over 6 feet. I think I've shrunk. But he got up there really high. I don't know if it's that it was vitamins, minerals, what it was that made it happen. But the fact is, our children grow. Now, I want you to think about this story that Lee just read. When he got to the part about the seeds and about scattering, he said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground." Notice, nowhere does it say plant. They didn't plant the seed. Jesus says, scatter the seed. Just throw it out there. So we look and we think, oh my gosh, you know, we throw seed out, we don't put it in the ground, we don't do anything, and it just grows. And Jesus told more than one story like that. Do you remember the one where it landed on the rock, then it landed in the good soil? No one pushed it down and watered it. Jesus is talking in terms that hopefully we all understand about using the Word of God and spreading it around. It's like the seed is scattered and we look up, and when it comes to our children, for example, you hold a baby, and I know there's people out here that can relate to this. You're holding a baby, and the next thing you know, that baby's grown, has its own family, and you have grandchildren, and you think, where did those years go? Just grew. Jesus tells his listeners, the kingdom of God is like that. It just grows. We know not how. It just does. But as you might imagine, there is an action required by us. What is that action? What did you hear when Lee read that scripture that is really the hook? The action that Jesus tells us is required is we've got to spread the word. We've got to scatter the seed. That's the action. If we're not out there telling people about our church, if we're not out there telling people about God, if we're not out there doing the work that Jesus set us out to do, we're going to watch churches decline. Now, am I saying, oh, you need to go out there and just beat people over the head with a Bible? No, that's not how it happens. Listen again. Scatter the seeds. If you're talking to a group of friends and you say, oh, you wouldn't believe what we're doing at my church. This year we're going to have a play. We've done it every year and it's really big. Or in my church in Sunday school, we got Jack Carter showing pictures of Israel. He just came back. It's really wonderful. You're not beating anyone over the head. You're scattering seeds. Someone might say, oh, I'd like to see that. May I come to your Sunday school class? And Jack, being who Jack is, they may just keep coming. Is that right, Jack? Jack said amen. But it's really important that we remember that it's that we scatter the seed. We don't have to push it in the ground. We don't have to plant it. You might also remember that when we talk about scattering seeds and not having to put it into the ground, we have Jesus standing there saying, just get the word out. And if they don't listen, what are we to do? Shake the dust from our feet? He didn't say, turn around and say, oh, are you crazy? You should have listened to me. That's not where this goes. But the question would be, when we talk about scattering seeds, have you invited someone to church? Have you told somebody about what's going on in your church? Have you told them what joy it brings you to come to church? You see, that's all scattering seeds. Here's another way to scatter seeds. Be a good role model. Are you good to your spouse? Are you good to your children? Do people see that? Do you take care of your home? Do they see that you're taking care of things? And say, I want to be like them. They say, that's great. Look at them. They're always good. They're always doing things. Those are all ways for us to scatter seeds. And it's interesting to me, when I was playing ice hockey, and yes, Robert, I played ice hockey. When I was playing ice hockey, one of the really great things about the coaches that I had was when we would play, and we played in all-star tournaments and all over, they would say, you're supposed to be a good sport. They'd tell us that. You're a good sport. Do not argue with the referee. You leave that to me. The coach would do it. You will always be an example of what it is to be a good sport out on that ice. We said, you bet. Now, how many of you have seen an ice hockey game and seen a fight? Now, see, it's about arguing with the ref. You can beat the heck out of the person on the other team, just don't argue with the ref. I cannot think of one game that I ever played that at least one fight didn't break out. At least one. Because it's high-powered stuff, and people, you know, they get a little anxious at times. But nevertheless, we were not to be a bad example. And I've always remembered that we were to be an example of a good sport. But here's the thing. And you hear it today in the news. And even now, it really gets me here when I hear this and see it on TV. But it happened when I was a kid. I'm playing ice hockey. Everything's going great. The game's going great. Everybody's happy. And you look up in the stands and the fans are fighting. There were games where people, when Detroit played Chicago, you wouldn't believe the fights that break out in the stands. Those two can't stand each other, Chicago and Detroit. People were throwing Cokes on each other, throwing popcorn, and rolling down the aisle fighting. And their children were watching. And we're hearing, be a good sport. Now, folks, I don't know if you've seen it. I have many times. But especially, it seems, in the Metroplex, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they show games all the time of football, baseball, where the parents are fighting. Beating up the referee, beating up each other, and we're supposed to be a good sport. What kind of example is that? What is it you really want people to see? When you scatter those kinds of seeds, bad things are going to happen. And oftentimes, we adults are the ones scattering bad seeds. You see, it doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. Jesus doesn't say, well, if you're in front of people, be good. If you're in front of people, scatter seeds. You scatter seeds in your home so that your kids understand what it is to be a good parent, what it is to be tolerant and loving and forgiving and compassionate. Those are all seeds. And if we're not doing that in our homes, it's no wonder we see what we see on TV with young people. It's all about scattering seeds. What seeds are you scattering? What do your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids, your nieces and nephews see in you when it comes to scattering the seeds of Jesus Christ? Now, I'm going to tell you a story. As you know, I like telling stories. And this is about in the Far East, there was an old emperor. And he realized his time was getting short. Now, at this point, I'd planned to get out there and walk amongst you, but some of you say you can't see me when I do that. I don't even like looking in the mirror. Why do you want to see me? But nevertheless, so in the Far East, there's this old emperor, and the emperor says, I'm getting so old, it's about time I choose someone to come after me. I need someone to take the throne. But what he decided is I'm not going to choose one of my children. I'm not going to choose anyone in my cabinet around me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to invite all the young people in the village and I'm going to choose one of them. So he invites all the young people to the palace and the young people come. And the emperor says, all right, here's what I want. I'm going to give each of you a seed. I'm going to give you a seed. Now, folks, seeds are very interesting things for those of you who have ever seen one. And I brought some for you to take. A seed. Isn't that something? They're kind of small. Not as small as some others. So he gets these seeds and he hands them out to the kids and he says, I'm going to give each one of you a seed. And what I want you to do is take it home, plant it, water it, nurture it, and in 1 year come back. And I want to see what you've done with this seed. Young people took their seed. They headed home, and there was one little fellow named Ling. And Ling got his seed, and he went home. And he was so excited, he told his father, look, I have a seed from the emperor, and if I grow this seed and the seed looks good, I could be the next emperor. And his father got excited and said, let's do it. So he got him a pot, he got him good soil, and they planted that seed. And they watered it. All the kids did. 3 weeks pass. Some of the kids are already talking about how their seed has sprouted. Ling looks and nothing's come up. Nothing. 4 weeks, 5 weeks, nothing. Ling says to his dad, I think I've killed it. It's not growing. Be patient. Be patient. Now we're up to 6 months, and all these kids are talking about these beautiful trees and plants that are growing in their pots, and Ling has nothing. He's almost to the point of being despondent. He can't believe it. I've killed the emperor's seed. I did something wrong. I feel so bad about it. Well, a year passes. All the young people head back to the palace with their plants. Ling says to his dad, I'm not going back. I have nothing. It didn't grow. The dad says, you got to be honest. Take your empty pot and go. Ling says, Dad, it's so humiliating. He said, go. Take your pot. So Ling goes, and all the young people show up, and they have these beautiful plants, and they set all the pots down, and you see these gorgeous plants, and Ling stands at the back, and he sets his pot down. And he gets as far back as he can get. Well, the emperor walks out, and the emperor says, oh my gosh, what beautiful plants. Y'all have got some of the most beautiful plants I just can't believe how well you've tended to this. He says, one of you today will be the new emperor. The kids are all excited. And the emperor looks in the back and he sees Ling standing against the wall in his empty pot. And he says to his guards, go get him. Ling freezes. He knows he's going to be killed. The emperor's going to kill me because I killed his plant. I've disappointed him. This is not good. And the guards go and they get him and they have him pick up his pot and bring it up front. And the emperor looks around at everyone, looks down at the pot, and he said, what is your name? Ling says, Ling. And he says, I introduce to you your new emperor. Then the emperor looks out at all the kids out there and he says, you know what? I gave each of you a seed, told you to go home, plant it, water it, and nurture it. Here's the catch, though. I gave you all boiled seeds so they wouldn't grow. Clearly, some of you decided to take it up on yourself to get other seeds to impress. It's the only one here that's honest. Ling became the new emperor. His father told him, take the pot. Be bold. Let him know. It didn't grow. Ling gets to be emperor because Ling didn't cheat. Ling didn't get anything else. Ling stuck with what he had. All the other kids, when their plant didn't grow, they got another seed. That's what fathers do. Fathers say, man up, get out there. It didn't grow. Let the emperor know it didn't grow. Ling thought for sure he was going to be dead. What we do to ourselves oftentimes is we don't scatter the word of God. We don't get out there and put out information about our church, about ourselves, about how important our faith is to each other. And we have an empty pot. But what do you think? Jesus says your pot isn't empty. Go forth. Show the people what you do have. I go to church. I read scripture. I attend CWF and CMF. You can tell people that. You're not beating them over the head. If they say, why is your faith so important to you? Tell them why it's so important to you, what it does for you, and you continue to scatter the seeds. When Jesus tells the story of the mustard seed, he tells a parable about growth, about spiritual growth, about small things that become great things. How when we grow spiritually, people are no longer laughing at us or saying, your pot's empty. People are saying, look at you. Our peers realize that it doesn't matter to us that they may think we're weird or funny because we talk about our faith. They may actually look and say, I wish I had that too. And let us remember, nowhere does it say, once again, that we are to beat people over the head. Some people like to do that. You ought to be a Christian if you're not a Christian. No. Jesus says if they don't listen when you scatter those seeds, shake the dust from your feet. Here, listen to these words. With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which, when sown upon the ground, is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches, so the birds of the air can nest in its shade. Look at your monitor. It's a mustard tree. Now, there's something really important about that phrase, and I want you to pay particular attention to it. It's not so much about the fact that it grows and it's so big, but the birds of the air take shelter in it. The birds of the air can build a nest. They feel protected. You see, if we are firm in our faith, if our faith matures, if we're out there scattering seeds, those around us will not only feel safe around us, but will take comfort in our faith. They will take comfort that we truly love others and that we have our faith in God. I can name any number of people in this congregation that I feel comfortable around. Their faith is such that there is absolutely no doubt in my mind they can be trusted. They can be accepting. They can be loving. They can be forgiving. They are the mustard tree grown in full. Question is, are you that person? Am I that person? Do people feel comfortable and wish to be around us because we have scattered, not sown, scattered seeds of faith where everyone knows that we truly believe in our Lord and our Savior? I would ask that you look at this picture and you ask yourself, if you have grown that big in your faith, and if you're that person that when you're out in the community, people understand who you are, what you believe, and if you're a father, always remember the seeds you scatter are the seeds you're going to see in your kids when they get older. Because you're putting a part of you in them with the seeds that you scatter. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, sometimes we know that we're not always scattering the seeds of faith as we should. But we know that you always love us. We know that there is nothing we can do to distance ourselves from your love. And we give you thanks and praise for being such a wonderful Father to us. We give you thanks for the fathers and mothers in our congregation and for the wonderful things that they do, for the greatness of the work of being a parent. And we ask that you continue to fill us with your Spirit, that others may see you in us, that those seeds are scattered and take root and grow. For we ask this in your Son's name. Amen.
We're glad that you joined us today for this special message, and we pray that you will join us again next week as God's Word is brought to you.